News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. It's 5:01. I'm Dave Lewis, and it's time now for our daily COVID-19 update and a visit today once again with Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director. Julie, you remain busy. I know you just got off with your press conference here, and you visit with Riley County Commissioners today, but we like to kind of start off with numbers, and we've got one more Riley County positive case, but numbers around the area also are kind of holding steady.
Yeah, so across Kansas, we have 1,588 positives, 359 hospitalizations, and 80 deaths. Riley County now has, we have one more positive, so we're at 26, and 12 of those have recovered. We have zero hospitalizations, and that most current case involved a 54-year-old male who was a close contact of a previous positive case. We're currently monitoring 63 individuals, and we have 11 tests pending. To this date, we've had 162 negative tests in the county.
What's the process when you take a test? I know you've been having the drive-through set up, and that I think has been pretty effective in keeping at least employees safe, and probably for the convenience of those that are concerned about their condition. When you take a swab in a test, what's the process there?
Yeah, so we start back with the phone call. So the phone call should go to our screening line, and that is set up from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. So even on weekends, we have healthcare professionals that answer those calls. So you need to call 785-323-6400, and that is if you're having symptoms similar to, you know, fever, cough, shortness of breath, please call that number. So again, it's 785-323-6400. From there, the healthcare professional will ask you a series of questions, and based on your answers to those questions, they may tell you to call your healthcare provider, or if you don't have one, they'll direct you to KSTAT. At that point, that provider will further evaluate you over the phone, and then if they decide you need to get tested, you'll come to our swabbing site. So we'll need to have those orders in hand from your doctor, so it's not like you can just come to the swabbing site if you think you have COVID. You'll need to go through that process first. Once you enter, it's very easy. We check you in. We're going to check your ID and make sure that we have paperwork faxed over to us. You'll drive around. There are nurses there dressed in their PPE. And they're ready to do a nasal swab. And it's a quick process. It's not always the most fun thing to do because it is a nasal swab, but it's really quick, and they make it very quick and easy for you. So that's the whole process.
Where are those swabs sent to for the test?
So we work with Quest, and their turnaround time has been around 2 to 4 days. We've actually been seeing them more around the time of 2 days. Every once in a while, we'll get them back the day after. That's rare. But yeah, around 2 days is our turnaround time there.
Is that the Quest office here in Manhattan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I was always wondered where you sent those. Surrounding counties, Geary County remains steady at 10. Pottawatomie County is still at 5. Waubunsee County at 1. And might note that the number of the increased number is just under 6%, leading up to that 1,588 cases. And of course, you know, a lot of news yesterday with the governor extending the stay-at-home order, the child care situations that we addressed yesterday. One of the things that I know that you visited today with Riley County Commissioners about getting lined up with an alternate care site, and what's the process there?
Yeah, so we did receive final approval from the county commission to be able to activate this alternate care site when needed. So we do have triggers in place. We've been working really closely with members of the COVID-19 Clinical Task Force, including Ascension Via Christi, Conza Community Clinic, and then MetaLark, looking at what those triggers might be to actually have to set this up or have individuals start utilizing this place. So we don't need it right now, but we wanted to get that approval from the commissioners, and of course we're working with the city as well on this, to be able to just go in there when we do need it. So we have a plan in place that is established in our emergency operations plan for this alternate care site.
With a plan in place, I know that there's costs that's associated with that, and also, do you have an agreement with one particular location yet?
We're working on that right now.
Okay. What kind of costs would be involved with that?
They're actually quoting us a pretty decent cost. We're kind of working on those numbers, but it's a cost per 30 days, and that would be to access the entire site. We're also planning on, with that alternate care site, we're planning on having a respiratory clinic as well as a swabbing site there as well. So it would all be together right in one spot. That's our plan.
Well, today I had my first opportunity to wear my own personal mask into a public area, and that was to a grocery store where probably, I'd say, well, at least almost all the staff, if not all the staff there at the grocery store, had on masks, and some of them had gloves, but many of the customers, over half of the customers, did. And we still have a need for masks and a need for masks to be made, and we have an avenue for people to pick those up too, Julie.
We do. Yep, we've partnered with Westview Community Church. They're located at 615 Gillespie Drive, and they're available to, if you want to donate masks, you can drop off masks there. We'd greatly appreciate that. Or if you need to pick up a mask, you can pick one up there. They are running low on masks right now, so we are limiting three masks per family, but that's why we're really needing those donations. You can do that anytime from 11 till 3 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or Saturdays from 9 to noon.
Okay, and that's either drop-off or pick-up?
Yes.
Okay, 11 to 3, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and also Saturday, 9 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else to update us on today, Julie Gibbs?
Just want to remind everyone, stay at home unless you need essentials. It's very important that we continue to do that. We've done a great job in this community so far, but we don't want to let up too soon. We want to keep abiding by that governor's order. There's a reason why it's there. And also, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email us at RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com.
All right. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, thanks for joining us this afternoon here on KMN. We'll visit with you again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Wishing you and all those involved in the healthcare industry, wishing them thanks and gratitude, but also good and safe health.